ConocoPhillips announced yesterday that it is suspending its Chukchi seed drilling campaign. The company says regulatory uncertainty led to the decision. Natalie Lohman is a spokesperson for ConocoPhillips in Alaska. She says the federal government has instituted new regulations on Arctic drilling since the company first bought the rights to drill in the Arctic Ocean.
The requirement to specifically identify both a primary rig and a relief rig, and require that contracts be executed for both of those assets. I mean, that's all prior to even deeming our exploration plan be complete. Another requirement that's new is to specifically identify all vessels, equipment, and oil spill responders.
Last month, the Department of Interior released an assessment of Shell Oil's bungled Arctic drilling campaign. That report says Shell subcontractors operated without oversight from the company. Before Shell can drill again, it needs to prove to the government it can manage its subcontractors. Lohman says ConocoPhillips' decision is not based solely on new regulations resulting from Shell's botched drilling season. Lois Epstein with the Wilderness Society is applauding the company's decision.
Shell had a number of problems. The federal government is working out the kinks and putting in place needed regulations and policies that ensure that everybody's doing a good job. So it makes sense for ConocoPhillips not to go forward and for everyone to get their ducks in line beforehand.
Epstein says no one wants a Gulf of Mexico-sized oil spill in the Arctic Ocean. Senator Murkowski sent out an email response to the company's decision, blaming the federal government for creating, quote, an unacceptable level of uncertainty on the rules for offshore Arctic drilling. The state Senate has passed a version of a bill that gets rid of a controversial provision calling for the arrest of federal agents charged with enforcing gun control laws. The new version of the bill would instead prohibit the state and municipalities from using their resources to help implement any federal gun control measures. It also orders the Attorney General to block federal gun laws, and it says that firearms are not subject to federal regulation in Alaska. Senator John Coghill, a North Pole Republican, said he liked the original idea of making it a felony to enforce federal gun control measures, but he said that putting that law in the books would invite too many legal problems. While the changes managed to secure some bipartisan support, there were still members of the minority caucus who had concerns. Senator Hollis French of Anchorage offered a criticism that Democrats have frequently used against Republican bills this session. It's unconstitutional. The bill ultimately passed on a vote of 17-3, with Democrats Bill Welikowski of Anchorage and Lyman Hoffman of Bethel joining the majority caucus to support the legislation. It will now be sent back over to the House to see if representatives there agree with modifications to the original measure. The U.S. Senate is scheduled to vote this morning on whether to begin a debate on a package of new gun regulations. The bill aims to strengthen school safety and stiffen penalties for gun trafficking. There could be amendments to establish an assault weapons ban and limit the size of magazines. And as APRN's Peter Granitz reports, there'll be one amendment that would require background checks for guns bought and sold online and at gun shows, an amendment that neither of Alaska senators has committed to.
Pennsylvania Republican Pat Toomey is no moderate. Before the Senate, he was president of the Club for Growth, a group that supports Tea Party candidates in primary campaigns against insufficiently conservative incumbents. So gun control advocates are excited he's a co-sponsor of an amendment that would close the so-called gun show loophole. Introducing his amendment, he put it bluntly.
I don't consider criminal background checks to be gun control. I think it's just common sense.
When he was speaking, the NRA issued a press release saying expanded background checks will not prevent the next school shooting or stop violent crime. One of Senator Toomey's co-sponsors is West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin. Both he and Senator Toomey have A ratings from the NRA. When Senator Manchin first ran for the Senate, he was criticized for a campaign commercial where he fired a shot through a climate change bill. But Senator Manchin says the Newtown shootings changed the debate, that the country needs to strengthen the background check system.
If you go to a gun show, that's tight. You have to do all background checks and have to be recorded with an FFL, a federal firearms licensed dealer. The same as you do if you go to the gun store, that would be a licensed dealer. If you go online, the same.
Senator Lisa Murkowski discussed the amendment with Senator Toomey. She says she has concerns on how the new background checks would be implemented in rural Alaska.
If an individual wants to buy a gun over the internet, from what I understand, the only way that they would be able to do that is if they went to a town where there is a federally, where there is a licensed gun dealer, so that that dealer could then do the check.
The amendment does not require background checks for private sales. If a person in a remote village wants to sell a gun to a neighbor or family member, they could still do so. And it explicitly outlaws any national registry of firearm sales. The vote on Thursday is not on passage of the amendment or the bill. It's just to begin debate. And at least 13 Republicans say they will filibuster the motion. Senator Murkowski is noncommittal on whether she'll join the filibuster. Senator Mark Begich, who faces re-election next year, says he has problems with the overall package, especially a provision from New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer that would monitor every gun sold in America. Senator Begich would not say whether he plans to join the filibuster. He says he won't decide until he knows whether the Senate will vote on his amendment that he says would strengthen mental health reporting.
I'm still patiently waiting to hear what they're going to tell me on my bill.
Both Senators Begich and Murkowski don't have much time to make up their minds. A vote is scheduled for 11 o'clock Thursday morning. Senator Harry Reid thinks he has the requisite 60 votes needed to overcome the blockade. He'll need yes votes from Republicans, especially if he cannot get all the moderate Democrats.
I don't get all the Democrats all the time, and that's for sure.
One thing is certain. Any vulnerable senator who votes yes to debate the gun package will not necessarily vote yes on its passage. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.
Montevideo police say a 7-year-old boy has been found dead more than 24 hours after he went missing. The body of Suyuk Brown was found Sunday night at a seawall on the edge of the frozen Chukchi Sea. Police say no foul play is suspected. Police believe the boy was last seen playing in front of his home during a snow machine race Saturday afternoon. The boy's family reported him missing late Sunday afternoon, launching a search. Police say searchers found the boy's body wedged between the retaining seawall and sea ice near the commercial docks shortly after 11 o'clock Sunday night. The cause of death is being investigated by the state medical examiner's office. State health officials say norovirus was the cause of illness among Anchorage School District students. Last Friday, about 100 students at Diamond High School called in sick, and another 46 went home early. At Service High School, more than a dozen didn't go to school, and 16 were sent home. 5 students provided samples to the state health department, and results released yesterday confirmed that all 5 were norovirus. Norovirus is a common gastrointestinal illness that causes diarrhea and vomiting. The source of the outbreak has not yet been identified.